In the world of athletics, there are those who compete, and then there are those who redefine the very limits of human potential.
Now, bar at 6.24, this would be a new world record.
Enter Mondo Duplantis, the Swedish pole vault prodigy, whose soaring achievements have captivated audiences both inside and outside track and field.
Oh, yes! A world beater yet again! Would you believe it? Mondo on top of the world!
From his breathtaking debut at the European Championships in Berlin 6 years ago, to his relentless pursuit of excellence, Duplantis has transformed the pole vaulting landscape with his remarkable talent and his limitless potential. With each graceful leap, he not only clears the bar, but also shatters records, demonstrating a mastery of his craft that is nothing short of mesmerizing. Ever since bursting onto the international stage, Duplantis has simply got better and better.
For Mondo, has he got enough today? Yes, he has! Unbelievable! He is on a roll.
To Mondo Duplantis for a world record. It will be the perfect finish for the rock star. And he's done it! He's done it! I cannot believe it.
Is it on? Oh, that's ridiculous! That is absolutely ridiculous. How could we finish any other way than with a world record from the greatest pole vaulter our sport has ever seen? You could not script that any better.
He's broken the world record an incredible 8 times, and no doubt a 9th record isn't far away. But ever since he was a young child vaulting with his brothers in his backyard, he's always understood that greatness was written into the fabric of his destiny.
I think that 10-year-old me would probably not be surprised. He was a pretty, I was a pretty confident kid. So I think if I told myself, 10-year-old Mondo, that I'd broken the world record 8 times Olympic champion and whatnot, I think that he would probably just be like, yeah, that's what I would have imagined, and I would hope he'd be at that stage. I was always a super crazy big dreamer, and I always envisioned myself being in the situation that I'm in today, and I always believed that I could be the best in the world at pole vaulting, and I always believed that I could be Olympic champion, world champion, European champion, and all these unbelievable titles. You know, when it actually happens, it's definitely more of a surreal feeling, and I'm very grateful for everything, the way that it's worked out. But I always believe that I could do all this and that I can be in this situation. So I think that cocky little 10-year-old me wouldn't be that surprised.
Now, another chapter in the Duplantis fairy tale is about to be written this summer. First stop, the European Championships in Rome, and then the Olympic Games. This is Ignite, a podcast series from European Athletics, telling the personal stories of athletes as they count down to Rome 2024. And for Mondo Duplantis, his preparation has known no bounds. Not content with being the standout leader in his field, the Swede continues to push the boundaries and scale heights no other athlete before him has ever dreamt of. Before the 2024 outdoor season had begun, 7 world records had already succumbed to his greatness. As if that wasn't enough, Duplantis was at it again in Beijing.
Mondo Duplantis. Oh, yes! A world beater yet again! And it's only mid-April. First time in China. It's a day he'll never forget. 6.23, of course, last year, he extended his own world record, and he's added another centimetre. Mondo Duplantis World record holder once again. Wow. Well, that's just brought the stadium alive and it takes the breath away.
I felt like even though it was very early, starting the outdoor season, I had a lot of fire in me, a lot of motivation. And so I was, I went to China and Xiamen in that first competition with something to prove to myself, because I wanted to, I just wanted to jump high and I just wanted to kind of get things rolling. And I felt like I was in very good shape. Of course, I had been having a really good training period, very tough training period at that though, for the past month and a half or 2 months or so, building up to that point in between the indoor season and that first meet in Xiamen. Yeah, and then everything just kind of set up to where I could do it. I mean, it was a fantastic track, one that I'd never been on, great stadium. We were fortunate enough with the wind to where we weren't really bothered by that, which makes it pretty much impossible if we don't have good conditions as far as breaking a world record. And then the crowd was there, so we had a lot of good energy in the stadium also. So it just kind of everything just kind of fell into place for me to jump really high, and I was able to get over that 6:24 bar. So I don't know. It's still every time they always give you a little bit different things, I guess, in a way. But then they always feel surreal when they happen. It's hard to understand it in the moment. You just kind of go crazy, and I just start kind of screaming and stuff. It's weird. I don't really know how to explain it, but it almost never feels fully real in some way.
For every hero, however, there has to be an origin story. His journey from the verdant fields of Louisiana to the international stage is marked by a poignant tale of determination and modesty. His fans know Mondo for the star he has become, but ask the American-born Swede what his most important jump has been in his career, and he doesn't look to the records or the medals that define him. It's a much more humble memory that sticks out.
I mean, I feel like I had a few breakthrough moments that were very pivotal and super crucial in my development in my career, but I think that one of the most important meets that I guess I ever had was 2015, the World Under 18 Championships in Cali, Colombia. It was my first time representing Sweden internationally. It was my first time basically doing an international competition against everybody from different countries from around the world. And, you know, at the time that it felt like it was a real world championship type feeling. And it's probably the most adrenaline and most nerves I've ever had going into a competition ever in my life also, because, you know, it was my first international competition and the sense of wearing the Swedish uniform. So I was quite nervous about that and representing the motherland in the right way. And I was able to jump quite well and win that World Under 18 title. And I feel like that just from there gave me a lot of confidence as far as giving me a little bit of a taste of what it's like to compete against the best people around the world. Even if at the time it was just the people that were in my age category, it felt like it gave me that next boost of confidence that I can become the best in the world.
And 3 years later, Mondo was ensuring it was more than an adoring Swedish fan base that would know his name.
And there is Mondo Duplantis at 6:05, has already bettered the World Under 20 record. And oh my God, he goes clear. 6 meters and 5 centimeters. He's just 18 years of age. He can't believe it himself. I can't believe it.
Who can? 3 world junior records in quick succession in one competition. And he's absolutely sensational.
He's just bettered his own record there by 12 centimetres. I don't think the crowd have sat down in the last 15 minutes or so.
The only person to have ever vaulted higher than him outdoors is Sergei Bubka.
Berlin 2018, Euros was probably still to this day the best competition that I've ever had. Probably even the biggest breakthrough for that matter. Because I knew that I was capable of going in there and being able to fight for the gold, but being able to jump 6 meters for the first time, jumping that 6:05 bar in such an insanely intense competitive competition also, where everybody was jumping at such a crazy high level. And I was, you know, just only 18 years old at the time too, which is pretty wild to think about. Yeah, I mean, 3 PBs in one competition, doing it at the Euros, which was the most important competition of the entire year too. And it was where I wanted to have that my best meet. In my mind, I think that it kind of solidified to myself that I can hang with anybody in the world. I mean, they kind of, set in stone, I guess, my confidence that I can be where I'm at today was after Berlin.
Berlin was a championship of first for Duplantis. his first senior medal, his first time with the pole vault spotlight firmly on him, and his first time setting the agenda. And ever since that moment, he hasn't stopped. The Duplantis Express continues to steam along.
Before the competition, I felt fairly confident. I felt really, really good about it. It was my first European champs. So, I mean, I guess in some way, I didn't really know exactly what to expect. I think that kind of in a good way, too. I was a little bit naive, and I was just going to go in there, and I was just going to try to channel the energy of the insane crowd and just kind of use it to my advantage and let it make me a little bit faster and a little bit stronger on the runway. And so for me, I felt like I was quite confident. I had been jumping pretty well throughout the entire summer, and I had been kind of knocking on 6 meters' door for that entire year. So I really wanted that 6 meter bar, and of course I wanted to go in there and win. I mean, I thought that would have been, yeah, that was a very achievable goal for me, but it wasn't going to be an easy task, of course, when you have the likes of, you know, former world record holder Renaud Lavillenie and the world record holder at the time also there competing alongside me. Yeah, I don't know. I felt pretty confident. I had a, you know, pre-meet and everything like that. I felt like, I mean, as far as the nerves and everything like that, they were where I would want to be. I didn't have the competition that I wanted to have in 2017 at the World Champs, my first World Champs. And so I think that I was kind of bringing a little bit of that disappointment to the finals in Berlin. And so I had kind of this extra fire and motivation in me that I really wanted to release and let go of.
So when you break so many world records, and that's 8 for Duplantis now ever since the first in 2020, does it still mean something? And how does one celebrate constantly pushing the bar for greatness even higher?
I would say I stay up later than I probably should after big wins, big victories. I would say that's usually have those kind of nights and those kind of post champ vibes go. But I try to celebrate things because I think that's a very important thing too. And so usually I'll have my parents there and maybe hopefully a few family members there also that are there with me to be able to celebrate. And we can just kind of hang out. And for me, I like to hang out with, you know, the people that mean the most to me, and that's my family. And so, yeah, usually we just kind of, I don't know, go with the flow, depending on what city we're in. We try to get into something and we kind of hang out, probably stay up a little bit late. And also I usually meet up with the pole vault guys also, and we'll usually go get into something after a championship meet and whatnot, just kind of to celebrate and just to reflect on, I guess, where we're at.
We see a record-breaking champion before us, but who is the real Mondo Duplantis?
I don't know. Who am I? I don't know. It's hard to say, I guess, about myself. But I don't know. I like to do my own thing. I'm very kind of a close group of friends, tight knit with my family also. So I think that for the most part, I'm mostly hanging out with the same people day in and day out. You know, as an athlete, you have, in some ways, a bit of a boring life. Sometimes it can be pretty hectic, and you travel around a lot, and sometimes it can be super chaotic. But then sometimes you have a lot of downtime also as an athlete whenever you're in between competitions or in between meets. And I think that with all the chaos, when you do have downtime, you'd like to just chill out and just take it easy and really not do almost anything at all. I like to just kind of play golf and do things that, you know, clear my mind of pole vaulting and, you know, sports in general. So I do things like that, and I like to just kind of hang out because I feel like when as the years goes on and my schedule gets a little bit more and more hectic, then I feel like that's kind of more and more when I have the downtime, I like to just really just hang out and just chill.
Hanging out and chilling might be one thing for Duplantis, but deep inside, he has the ultimate competitor's instinct. It's one that evolved from his youth, a youth spent with older siblings constantly challenging him and beating him.
I was a pretty bad loser, and, you know, wins were pretty hard to come by also. Having two older brothers that were also really good athletes, one 3 years older than me and then one 6 years older than me. So finding wins in the household was pretty tough. So they would beat up on me quite a bit in that kind of sense, as far as when we were playing sports. Yeah, I mean, I was a pretty bad loser, and I didn't like to lose. And so I kind of always just had that competitive edge about me. And I think that just having two older brothers just kind of sharpened that edge too. But I like that. I like to compete and I like to get after. And I think winning is what makes a lot of the sport fun to me and just sports in general. So I think that the competitive nature in me, that was kind of started from a pretty young age and definitely increased with the environment that I grew up in too. There's plenty of things that, you know, my brothers and my brothers are better than me at still to this day, but pole vaulting is not one of them. I think that's my thing.
Becoming a bad loser has manifested itself into the competitive edge that sees him constantly outperforming anyone and anything that challenges him in the pole vault today.
I think losing is such an important and important thing also as an athlete. It is definitely the cliche, but I think it's very true that you learn so much from your failures and you learn so much from losing. But then also in some ways, since pole vaulting is specifically such an individual sport and it's a competition within yourself, but having that good competition around you can push yourself to levels that you didn't even know that you were capable of and what you can achieve. And I think that, you know, growing up around two older brothers that were pretty much better than me at everything, and even though maybe I wasn't getting the victories that in what we were doing from the beginning, it made me increase the level of play and no matter what we were doing, because I had to be able to hang. And I think that that's so important when you're able to surround yourself with great competition, because if you want to be able to be in the mix, then you have to step it up no matter what. So, I think that a lot of the times whenever you surround yourself with great people in whatever walk of life it may be, whether it's sports or whatnot, then I think that you kind of play to that level of the people that are around you. And I was so fortunate enough to have two great older brothers that showed me the way and I was able to follow as far as how to be a great athlete and also how to be just a great man. I think that was so important for me as far as my development and my upbringing.
As Duplantis sets his sights on the upcoming competition in Rome, anything less than claiming the top spot on the podium is simply inconceivable. In a world where greatness is measured in fleeting moments, he stands as a beacon of resilience and determination, inspiring generations to reach for the stars. But what will be on his mind as he starts his run-up, pole in hand, to vault his way into the pole vault folklore once again in Rome? And what is he thinking in a stadium, alone with the eyes of the world upon him?
I mean, honestly, I think that it's surprisingly little what's going on in my mind when I'm jumping. So it's hard to really explain what's going on, but I know that it's the most controlled feeling that I feel in my entire life, and probably that I'm ever going to feel for that matter, is that I have full control of what I'm doing, especially if I'm jumping well and, you know, there's no like crazy conditions that I'm having to push through or to complicate the whole event. But it's such a complicated movement and such a complicated sport. But, you know, whenever I'm on, I feel like I'm able to just kind of turn on that autopilot mode and everything's able to just kind of flow very naturally. And I'm kind of able to just enter this flow state in a way. It's such an empowering feeling and such a, I don't know, it's so cool. I don't really know how to explain it, but I know that I'm most likely never going to get that kind of feeling with anything after sports. So I'm trying to really enjoy it as much as I can while I have it and while I have so much, while I'm so good at something. Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, it's such an exhilarating feeling just completing the jump, that the takeoff moment when you go from on the ground to first entering through the air and then the whole rest of the jump. It's beautiful. And I think that, you know, when you do it right, then it definitely comes even more beautiful too.
As the pole bends and Mondo's body extends, he's on the crest of a wave.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're like kind of fine, I guess, in a way. But it's like you're kind of almost riding this wave in a way. It's almost, and it's also like kind of flying from like a catapult, especially when if I'm running really well and I have a lot of energy and speed through the takeoff and I'm using a very stiff pole, then I feel like when I catch the wave and I catch that timing of the pole, then it just launches me up into the air. It's a very flying-esque type feeling. I mean, I think I'm going high enough in the air to where I guess it's kind of comparable to flying. So I don't know a feeling like it. I mean, I've done, you know, I haven't like skydived or anything, but I've done stuff where you jump off like a building or something like that onto like a matter in the water or something like that, and it doesn't it doesn't compare. It's not the same type of feeling as the flying that we do in pole vaulting. It's so much more, it's a lot more controlled in some way, but it's better. I don't really know how to say it though.
And now he flies into Rome, the Peter Pan of athletics. This has been a Highway 61 production for European Athletics. Full details for this series can be found in our show notes, but also visit european-athletics.com for the latest news and ticket information ahead of Rome 2024.